Good afternoon, and may the Lord give you his peace. On this Wednesday here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, we welcome you to this daily message of hope. Let us remember that on Wednesday, remember good St. Joseph. We're right now in the middle of the week, and so we turn the attention of our minds and hearts to the foster father of Jesus, the spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the guardian, the protector, the patron of the universal church, he who intercedes on our behalf that we may have a blessed death, a happy death. Good St. Joseph is known for so many different things. Today, as we consider St. Joseph on this Wednesday in the middle of the week, I'm joined by Father Chris Yackel, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus, who is ministering to the faithful in Perry County at the Perry County Consortium. Father Chris Yackel.
Yes, Father Stosh Daly. Good to be with you.
So, when I say St. Joseph, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
St. Joseph, humble, unknown, faithful.
Yeah, humble, unknown, and faithful. So we're here to correct one of those. We have to make him known.
Right.
St.
Right.
Joseph is awesome, but you're right. You're exactly right. So many people, they know of Jesus.
Yeah.
And then Catholics, we love Our Lady.
Right.
Our Lady Mary, of course.
Yeah, come on.
But then it's incredible how few people know and appreciate good St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. You know, a lot of the older churches especially, you'd always have the tabernacle in the center, our Lord Jesus Christ in the center, and the Holy Eucharist. And then if you look at our Lord in the center of the church, and if you look to the left, that's usually the place of honor for the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. And especially in the older churches, if you would look to the right, that's where you'd find a shrine or a side altar or an image of good St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. Of course, the idea being that you have the Holy Family there,
right,
and they're welcoming you into the life of the family that is holy. St. Joseph, we don't know a lot about. You know, it's odd that he doesn't say anything in the scriptures that's recorded.
Right. I love that. It's like so epic.
It's true.
Part of the Holy Family, but he doesn't say a single word in scripture.
He doesn't want to be at fault for anything. Yeah, I mean, right. His son is God and his wife is the Immaculata.
I know. So if there's a problem in the family, who's getting the blame for that?
You're going to walk very carefully. You're like, I want to make sure I hit every nail exactly. St. Joseph is the patron and protector of the church. And it's no coincidence that in the middle of the week between Sunday, the day of the resurrection, the day of the Lord Jesus, and Saturday, the day of the Blessed Virgin, right smack dab in the middle of the week, we remember St. Joseph. And while I think a lot of the popular piety, the traditions, the movement in the church is to direct the attention of men to St. Joseph, mm-hmm. I mean, truth be told, everybody is invited to look to St. Joseph.
Right.
I remember the words of St. Teresa of Avila, and she said, you know, if you struggle with devotion to St. Joseph, or if you don't know much about him, wait for that really big intention.
Yeah.
Wait for that huge project.
Yeah.
Wait for that really big burden that's just weighing on you. And then like a child who goes to their father and like just places it in the hands of dad and says, you know, dad, can you fix this? Yeah. I don't know how to put the chain back on the bicycle. I don't know how to get the tire back on. I don't know how to fix this so mom doesn't yell at me.
Yeah.
You know, I was cutting the grass and I accidentally cut down all the flowers. You know, what am I supposed to do? You know, take that big thing to dad. But spiritually speaking, we take those big intentions to St. Joseph, you know, heeding the words of St. Teresa of Avila. And she said, and then let him be your father. Mm. He taught the Christ child how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something very beautiful, something we don't oftentimes consider, but it's just like, let him be the father.
Yeah.
You know, no need to like pressure him, no longer to pester him, no longer to bother him. Just let St. Joseph be the foster father of you, your life.
Yeah.
You know, as a priest oftentimes, especially as a parish priest, you'll have that day where everything is just so heavy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I just got one phone call, 3 phone calls, 10 phone calls. And then there's emails and now there's text messages. And
like,
every single one of them is pulling me in a different direction.
Right.
And, you know, I'll just go into the church and it's like, St. Joseph, I really need your help.
Yeah,
you are the foster father.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah,
it's like, can you please hold the family together?
Right.
I will take care of them as I can. I'll try to get to them as I can. And what I've always, you know, giving credit where credit is due, I've always kind of just, as the day progresses, realized things are coming together.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a peace there. There's a love. And it's ultimately because in humility, I went to St. Joseph and I was just like, dude, I need your help.
Yeah, you know? Right, right.
I'm trying to serve your son, exactly. My Lord.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, one of the things, like, what comes to your mind, Father Chris, when you think of the characteristics or the qualities that we find in St. Joseph that God the Almighty in heaven said, okay, this is the guy I'm going to give my son to.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, right.
Teach him how to be a man. Teach him how to have passion and zeal and prayer, but also compassion and love and patience.
I think one of my favorite things about St. Joseph is the fact that, again, he didn't say anything in scripture. He's like, you can tell just from what we know that he's a very humble man. Mm. And I think, like, I remember early on when I first realized, like, oh, wow, we're all called to be saints. And you get, like, fired up. You're like, yes, I'm called to be a saint. I want to be a great saint. But in that process, I think you, at least for my experience, sure. Like, you kind of start to do it for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm called to be a saint because I'm just called to be faithful to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I think that's why one of the reasons why I love St. Joseph is, and not that this was the case for any of the other saints
sure,
as well,
yeah.
but I think for him in particular, it's very clear that it was not about him.
Right.
It was not about any kind of attention on his part. He was just simply being faithful.
Yeah.
Not trying to do I don't even think he was trying to do anything too big. He was just doing what he was asked.
Right.
That's it. Nothing less, nothing more. Just doing what kind of like he asked. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not going to crack you on radio.
Actually, you're completely wrong. I love that because I think St. Joseph, and probably that's why God called him, is because he did have the right mindset. It was just St. Joseph will be faithful.
Yeah.
Joseph will be faithful. He's committed.
Yeah.
He's hardworking. Yeah. And he's going to get the job done. Not for any other reason, but for love and faithfulness to the Lord.
You know, a lot of times people think, well, like, the saints get in the way. Like, just go straight to Jesus.
Yeah.
And while I can appreciate that concern, my thing is like, but Jesus is the one who gave us St. Joseph.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Our Father in heaven chose St. Joseph so that he would watch after and protect his son, Jesus, who is our Lord. And then as Jesus proclaims the kingdom of God and we come to learn about him and we learn about his family, it's really like in the Gospels, it becomes clear, especially through St. Luke, that St. Joseph, knowledge of St. Joseph, the role that St. Joseph played in the family, all of that is a gift that the Lord makes available to us so that we can appreciate the fact that, you know, it's not just like this quiet, personal, one-on-one, you know, relationship that we have to keep hidden from the world. No, like when you follow the Lord Jesus, you're entering into a family.
Yeah.
And you're a part of a community.
Yeah.
And you are literally a part of the community that is the family of God.
Yeah.
And in this community, in this family, the people who were treasured by Jesus are supposed to be treasured by us.
Right.
The people that Jesus turned to for love and admiration and support and even food, you know, we can as well.
Yeah.
And so it's, I kind of, you know, it's not that someone who challenges the reality of turning to the saints is prideful or arrogant, but I just think there's something missing.
Yeah.
There's something lacking there. It's like, no, like if St. Joseph was special to Jesus, he should be special to us.
Right.
You know,
right.
And there's something there that we can gain. And like I said, it's, you know, just from my own personal experience, I mean, St. Joseph, he'll take that task, he'll take that burden. And like you said, it's not that he'll say a lot.
Yeah.
But he loves a lot.
Yeah.
And he walks with us and he teaches us. And, you know, obviously as men, as priests of Jesus, you know, entrusted with the incredible task of proclaiming the kingdom of God. I mean, I know for myself, like I didn't really grow up with a devotion to St. Joseph, but right. as I've been a priest and thinking about as a seminarian, it's incredible. Like you think back and you're like, St. Joseph was there, but it's not like he was drawing attention to himself.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
he's a good father.
Yeah.
He's like, stay focused.
Yeah.
Stay focused at the task at hand. But then after a while, you start to realize, wait a minute, the one who's telling me to stay focused, he's got a lot to teach me.
Yeah.
Just insofar as saying, stay focused,
yeah.
you know, be successful. And, you know, it's, it's incredible for us to consider how in the genealogy of Jesus, you know, the birthright that Jesus inherits to the throne of David, it doesn't come through Our Lady, it comes through Joseph.
Right.
You know, the power, the majesty of being king,
yeah,
he inherits as a result of being adopted by Joseph.
Right.
And yet Joseph isn't like, okay, kid, all the authority on this side of creation, it's because of me.
It's from me, so remember that.
Just say thanks.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, no, he's quiet.
Yeah.
You know, and then the claim that Jesus has to the temple to worship, he receives through Mary, through the bloodline he receives, he inherits through her. It's incredible to note that the right he has to offer worship is something that had to come through blood. He had to have the connection of blood to the tribe of Aaron and Levi. Mm-hmm. Mary, we know, comes from a priestly people because of how her cousin Elizabeth is married to Zechariah. You know, we understand that there's a deep-seated connection in the bloodline of the Blessed Virgin Mary to the priestly tribe of Aaron and Levi. But then when you look at Joseph, Joseph comes from Bethlehem, the city of David. So there's this connection to the throne, the lineage of the kingdom. Yeah. Jesus, then, coming from both Joseph and Mary, has the fulfillment of both.
Yeah.
And whereas the birthright to the throne could pass through adoption, the inheritance to the temple had to come by blood. Joseph is needed.
Yeah.
Joseph is essential in the life of the Messiah, then. And but to realize it's like, but he doesn't lord that over the drama of the gospel, you know? it's beautiful.
Right.
In the example of St. Joseph's fidelity, we find a beautiful example of hope. Through the intercession of St. Joseph, may the hope the Lord desires to give be received by your minds and your hearts.